Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like this song. I've heard this song.
This is their biggest hit.
Biggest hit?
Yeah.
Pop quintessence.
Yep.
And also a song that is played with frequency around my house, considering both of my children's names are in it.
Oh, what? Really?
Tom and Sawyer?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Is this a woman?
No.
Is it?
How dare you insult the great Getty?
It's not a woman?
No.
I thought it was a woman singing.
Come on, bro.
I swear to God,
crank it up, Stiz.
That's jacked up, man. There you go. Hey, Fitz, you know they're going to be in Boston next year.
I got my ticket.
Do you really?
Yep.
Oh.
That's not a woman?
No, it's not a woman.
You don't think that sounds like a woman?
Nope. Uh-uh. Does not sound like a woman, man.
I feel like I just offended Razor, if that's his favorite band.
Some people think that the drummer for Rush is the best.
Neil Peart.
Is that the one-armed guy?
No.
Isn't there a really good one-armed drummer?
Oh, no. Dear Lord, Andy.
Yes, the guy from Def Leppard.
Yeah, see, I knew there was one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know very little about music.
No, it's
ask, you know, here's one place. Yeah, Neil Peart, sadly, we lost him about 5 years ago. Maybe the greatest rock drummer of all time. I guarantee you there's a text incoming from program director, the boss man, Laird.
He's the biggest Rush fan
in the world.
Yeah.
So they're big, huh?
I'm thinking
like Rolling Stones big.
No.
But the people big. Who love the, I think Ted nailed it. Like you either love Rush and are a super fan, or you're like, not my.
It's
kind of
like I feel like the Rush is treated like Creed is or Nickelback, like where it's like they either bust on you for loving Rush or they love Rush. It's one or the other.
Okay. That's a great call because both of those are up there with the all time guilty pleasure rock bands. And I can't believe I'm not a Creed guy, but like I'm borderline a Nickelback apologist.
It's weird. It's like three guys, so it's the three man band, and it's a lot of keyboards, which is kind of weird, right? But it works for him, man.
All right, well I'm one for one. I look forward to the second rejoiner song to see if I go two for two in my Rush experience this afternoon. Rush hour traffic, Dan Ball is already warning me about, is apparently horrific.
Not great, Bob.
Lots of red on the app, is there? Lots of red. Great. Look forward to it. Well, it is 5:04:44. You're in your car. You're in traffic. You're driving home. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Before we get into the meat and potatoes of The Drive, the 413, I always, in caps, thought it was a woman, too.
Really?
So I'm not the only one. That sounds like a woman. It's a different version of those lyrics you don't know. You think it says something like wrapped up like just a douche or whatever, later in the night. Everyone thinks it's a woman.
By the light.
Right.
It's just, I guess, I don't know. You would think that the band's been around for 50 years that you would know by now that it's not a woman.
Yeah, like hey. They are the definition of like the prog rock trio, right, Ted?
That's it. Yep.
The I know what that means. So we'll get to the Patriots. Trade deadline is on Tuesday. Do they have the stomach? Does your guy, you know your guy, Mike Vrabel, who he makes, let's be honest, he makes the calls down in Foxborough. Have we settled on that?
We've already discussed this.
Okay.
Elliot Wolf walks by Vrabel's offices, like looks in like, what's going on? Can I, you know, is there anything that I'm missing?
You need a refill on your coffee.
They just come over and shut the door.
Oh, now you guys are being mean to Elliot Wolf. He's made a bunch of trades in recent years. And Ryan Cowden and Stretch are in the mix. But does Mike Vrabel, if you believe he's the guy making the call, does he have the stomach or the appetite, whatever you want to call it, for his 6-2 Patriots? Maybe they're 7-2 by the trade deadline, get a win on Sunday, to make a big move, to be more aggressive, heading towards the idea of we're ahead of the curve, the timeline is accelerated, we're in first place, the AFC is wide open, maybe we could go to a Super Bowl. Does he have that in him?
It's got to fall in line with, I think, what the Crafts. There's Crafts have a principle, too. It's not like if Mike can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to win a Super Bowl. At least the old coach that was here had to win a Super Bowl before he basically took power away from everybody. But I just don't see Mike doing something too crazy. I think it's a big risk making big trades middle of the season. And I think it'll be a couple small moves. I think Mike sees an opportunity to seize on the momentum and seize on the kind of the attention that he's gotten in his fan base by doing something that'll energize, I think, the fan base. But I can't imagine it. There's not a lot of big trades. They happen, but it's not very often that they are made mid-season.
So you're telling me, Fitzy, I should get ready for a Breslauian trade deadline where there'll be like two or three moves,
yeah,
and you can argue that they checked a box on the need list, but that I'm probably not going to be, you know, rushing out to be the first to get so-and-so's jersey.
Well, you know which move I was thinking back to after we discussed, you know, the tweets from supposed insiders on running backs and safeties and what? How much did San Francisco pay for Christian McCaffrey? Is there somebody McCaffrey-esque available now? And would Vrabel, the law office of Vrabel, Cowden, and Stryker, be willing to pay it? Because I think it was like a second and a fourth.
So like a low, like a guy with baggage, depreciation, but significant upside?
That's an interesting example. However, like just think about how important the running back is for his system, though. Like, right? That Shanahan system. I just don't – they don't have a clearly defined system here where one player will bring it all together. Like,
right.
But that's an interesting kind of take. That was a great midseason trade.
Awesome.
For a team where it made a difference instantly.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think that's too aggressive a hope is to hope for something like that. It's more like two or three players that – maybe they help on the edge, maybe they help in the backfield, and maybe they help wherever, safety. Even if you're going to look at the two positions where they unloaded players, do they want to restock that cupboard with a guy? So we'll see.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to it because it is enjoyable to talk about this. We hadn't had this in a while. This like mid-season, because Belichick for years made a ton of moves. Aqib Talib was one of the best
mid-season
additions, yeah, of all time. And
can you remember any? I'm curious. What were some of the other ones? The receiver
like
from
the Kyle
Falcons.
Van Noy,
Kyle Van Noy,
Jonathan Casillas,
yeah,
Akeem
those
levels.
Kyle Van Noy's mid-season, okay.
You know, so that right there would be if they got a Jonathan Casillas and a Kyle Van Noy or an Akeem like and maybe a tight end to fulfill Curran's desire.
Yeah.
Some third tight end. I'm not even really thinking of
somebody Martellus Bennett adjacent.
Yes. Then I think we would be happy, and that might elevate them to Super Bowl contender status, because that's the latest debate we've been having. We've gotten over the MVP debate. Yes, Drake May's in the MVP conversation. Now we're talking about, are the Patriots Super Bowl contenders? Because they're the two seed, so right? You're leading your division, you're the two seed, you should be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting for someone to, at this, is there? Do we have anybody out there that is anti-Patriots that is making a strong case against them?
Well, you started it earlier.
What's that?
You listed some of those concerns
Issues. But that's me. Has anybody outside of you know, me said, you know, or just put, and all I said was, there's concerns. I didn't say that doesn't make them a Super Bowl contender.
So we did talk
to Tom. I'm a believer in them being a Super Bowl contender.
We did talk to Tom Curran, and we asked him that very question, his concerns about the New England Patriots.
What is the most concerning for you?
I think goal to go offense and defense, specifically defense, because if your combined record of the teams that you're seeing is 20-40 and you're having a difficult time when they get inside the red zone and you're getting peppered, you just don't have a lot of success to look back on and say, okay, when teams get inside the 20, we know how to make sure they just get field goals and we turn them away. You know, as Bill used to say, it's turnovers, it's red zone scoring. You know, to me, I've always thought third down was a big one too, but I think, I don't know if those were his three big ones, but I've always looked at those as really huge team indicators.
Let him finish, Ted. I got to jump in there, it seems like. No, but that's red zone, that's, to me, is a huge concern.
That was live, not a drop, just so the listeners know. That was Ted commenting on Ted live.
Yeah. Meta Ted was tremendous.
The I am concerned about that. Red zone defense is a huge marker that I look at every single week. Where is this team ranked? And they are dead last in red zone defense. That is just not... I guess I played on a defense where teams kind of, you know, they kind of moved up and down the field between the 20s, but in the red zone, we shut them down. And that, and we had one of the better defenses because of our red zone defense.
So give me the next step in that. What are the keys to good red zone defense? Where are they coming up short to become a good red zone defense?
That's a very good question. And I would say there are breakdowns in coverage a lot of times.
Okay.
That you see, you see teams run bunch. And to do route trees that confuse our secondary, so a guy's a little bit late. They're just they're not passing it off like they should. Do we lock the coverage or do we play banjo coverage, which is you take first outside, I take first up, you take first inside? Well, you know, the guys are getting confused. There's young safeties,
yep,
which always makes me nervous, where they haven't seen everything, and so with the youth of our safety play, they are more ripe for getting beat in red zone, because if you mess up just a little bit, if you hesitate for a split second.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They've already out-leveraged you. They're already in the end zone. And that's, I think, is a big problem they have.
So that's not where I thought you were going to go.
It was a good answer, though, wasn't
it? It was a very good answer. I like the banjo coverage, the whole thing.
I've never heard that before.
But I thought you were going to lean into your biggest need for the team, that if you had a better pass rush in the red zone, that can be more impactful and maybe take some of the pressure off of the coverage because you get there. Willie McGinnis had some big sacks in the red zone, I remember, over my lifetime.
Yeah, but it's just the red zone, the ball comes out fast, right? Because you're not doing seven-step dropbacks because it's a shortened field. So
then what the hell's going on?
It's not as much of a pass rush. I think the answer I gave you was more of the right answer.
They got an all-pro corner. They got a $20 million corner and now a new, whatever he is, $13 million a year corner.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be good coverage in the red zone?
But have they all played the year in, year out together?
No.
Our defenses, we've been playing so long together that we knew each other's moves. We'd repped it 1,000 times. So it's a lot of good players that are playing together for the first time.
So they could improve with, they don't need bodies. They might just improve with reps and
time. Oh, yeah, just reps, reps, reps.
What is our, Fitzy, what's our Josh McDaniel time on task?
Time on the old tot.
Little tot work
then
in the 10, red
10,000
zone.
10,000 hour rule.
I don't know if they have time for that.
Yeah, so they might want to expedite. Can we do the 500-hour rule?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a machine for that, but we'll see if we can get on it.
Let's fast-track that a little bit. But one thing that does make them Super Bowl contenders is their quarterback. And today's latest gushing was from Dan Orlovsky, who didn't want to play Drake May, but now that he's playing, thinks he's playing really well.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season. There's nothing that I can say in a negative fashion about him. The MVP of the NFL right now is Drake May. When it comes to the value that you are providing, giving just back to last year, given what's around you.
What a take.
Okay, so Drake May, one, Steph's coming off an ACL. So Kayshawn Booty's their number two receiver. He wasn't this highly drafted wide receiver.
True.
He's got two tight ends that are certainly longer in their careers than they are younger. Drake May's playing quarterback just about as good as anybody with the least amount of help around him. When it comes to just talent, that's not a knock on those catches. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
Who's his hype man? Who's he with?
That's Greeny.
Oh, okay. Because he's like, great take. He's like kind of giving him a little.
Sounds like Greeny right there.
Yeah, a little fluffing him up a little, putting him over.
Do you disagree? Greeny? Do you disagree with anything Orlovsky's saying, Fitzy? Do you think he's not, like, do you think it's hyperbole or is he spot on?
Not only do I think he's spot on, there's no reason for him to be hyperbolic or like in the back pocket of Big May, if you will. I think he's true. First of all, a guy like Orlovsky is probably looking at Drake May like, God, if I only had half the talent that kid did. Look how far he went as a backup coming out of UConn. And here comes this kid out of a, you know, mid-size upper ACC school and just is lighting the NFL on fire. And Andy, we've been the ones that have kept track of the whole thing. Started 11 games last year. He's 19 games in. This is his 20th start in the NFL coming up this Sunday. 20th start against an intermittently good defense, and he is the toast of the town and belle of the football.
Just put it in this, encapsulate it this way. So just look at last week's game, okay? They gave up six sacks. They had three penalties, a shank punt, and a kickoff, onside kickoff that they gave up in the game. They have issues in the secondary, giving up big plays. They are the worst defense in the red zone. The running back, they had two turnovers. The running backs are some of the worst running backs in the NFL, and they're still blowing out teams. That's because of your quarterback.
It's because of the quarterback, and we've talked about all the great plays. We had the stats earlier that he's great at all three levels. It's not just deep balls. But you know what also I was thinking about when you brought it up earlier that he's blowing away Josh Allen year two? You know the thing when was the last time you said Drake May? That's a really stupid throw. That's a dumb throw.
Well,
that's a young, dumb throw.
Yeah, they had a bad pick.
But that's like, I feel like that happens every once in a while where the quarterback doesn't see a linebacker. Like somehow we see it and we're like, but like, has he forced ball? Like that wasn't a forcing. That was terrible. You know what I mean? Like, has he forced the ball? Because Josh Allen, remember, people used to criticize, oh, there's a guy wide open at 7 yards, but he thinks he can squeeze it in at 15 yards to that other guy.
No, he's not forced the ball. And if the guy's covered, he puts it in the perfect place for him to catch it.
And even last week, early in the game, rolling right, he had a rare throwaway, which isn't usually a part of his game. But he's realizing, you know what? I've kind of reached the end of this opportunity here. I'm just going to throw it into the bench area and move on.
You know
on.
The one play I did not like that he did that I thought was a little cocky? Do you remember?
Well, the one I didn't love, given his health status, was the 28-yard run where he couldn't decide whether he wanted to, and Vrabel made fun of him.
Well, that was,
he like didn't know, do I want to slide? Can I beat this guy? Can I keep going kind of thing?
Another one, I think one of Myles Garrett's sacks was him rolling out, and he thought Miles was chasing him, and he thought he wasn't going to get caught from behind, and he got caught from behind.
You know what that was a lesson? Miles Garrett is not Matthew Judon, because if you remember in Miami,
that's right.
He looked back at Matthew Judon.
Same rolling out right. Same
absolutely.
Thing. Yeah.
Except Matthew Judon is in year 14 and is not that good anymore.
It's like you almost see Drake kind of peek back, and he's like, Judon's not even close to him.
Right.
Miles Garrett caught him, man.
Miles Garrett's a different beast, different athleticism, size, speed, and all that. We got to get to the Celtics. Celtics beat the Cavaliers last night. The Celtics are 2-3, but suddenly there is a, dare I say, more optimistic feel around the team than just a couple days earlier. More optimistic feel around one Jaylen Brown. And Ted Johnson, I feel like earlier in this program, you had a more optimistic feel about the Boston Celtics coming off last night's game. So that got us to thinking, who's your favorite new Celtics player, Ted Johnson?
You know what? I'm a big Anthony Simons guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like his explosiveness. I kind of like the bounce. He's just got this, I don't know. I'm a big fan of guys that can take guys off the dribble. You know, I like seeing guys that can attack. But he's also, he shoots fearlessly, which I also like. So he's got a lot of confidence. And I like that. So I would say probably Anthony Simons. But I could also go with Luke Garza because I feel like that's me out there. He's my number, 52.
Looks
he's,
a little like you.
He's the screener.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be a screener, right?
Oh, so, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, those probably are my two favorites.
Okay. Fitzy, do you have a...
Oh, yeah. Josh Maynot. Are you kidding? You tell me, you play that with that kind of hustle, you add immediate value, great preseason, no one's ever heard of you before. All of a sudden, you're like knocking on the door of the My Guy Club, asking if there's any room for you in there, and you're saluting Boston for being a great organization and the best fan base around. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And he went from plus 42 to 15 rebounds, right? He was the plus 42 the other night, correct?
Yeah, he was.
So plus 42 one night and then 15 rebounds the next.
In his two starts.
Yeah. That's a way to...
There you go, Andy. That's that rotation question you were discussing. Is Missoula starting to...
Well, that was my next question. Ted's all happy about the Celtics. He's got a new favorite young player, all these things. Yeah. How you feeling about the coach? How's the coach doing?
You know, I'm a little dubious. Mm. And Joe, you know, I hope he's got a clear vision for it. You know, maybe he is trying to, he really is throwing stuff at the wall. So I should maybe go easy on him. But I didn't like some of the tonality of his kind of preseason, you know, talks and telling us how we should feel and telling us to have patience and, you know, kind of patting us on the head like we don't know. And hey, let's play a pickup game. I'm going to kick your ass kind of thing. So I just thought he was a little bit wound up tight to start the season. But, you know, it seems like the guys love him. So, you know, who am I to feel the way I do? As long as the players like him, that's all that matters.
Dan Bolt?
I'm happy that they have kind of settled on their rotation that's worked for the last two games. But I also credit that. That's kind of a collaborative effort. Would not be surprised if Brad Stevens was involved in that kind of conversation. It's still the in-game stuff that I have... little confidence in his ability to adjust and do things in crunch time, pull out the grease board and drop a play. I got to see more of that. I'm not there yet.
That would be number one on my list.
Yeah.
I don't. And we talked about it on opening night. I don't know that he even has confidence in himself to draw up a play.
That's what I think.
With the game on the line. And that's not a good thing. That's not. And if you don't, then find somebody who does. There are NBA teams where the head coach is not the guy who draws up the plays.
Is there like an inbounds coordinator? Like just a guy that all he does is like do inbound
That's
plays.
That's a great question.
No, there should be. In an NFL world, remember when Hackett was in Denver and he was having all like time management issues? Yeah. So like week four, they hired a time management guy.
I would. If I was a head coach, I'd want a time management guy.
So and I don't know this. This is a question I'm going to ask Terp, actually. I'd like to know a little bit more intimate detail. Terp, if you want to text us in here, does he draw up all the inbound plays, end of game plays? If not, who does? Who could? You know, how many teams in the NBA? Because I know not all teams the head coach draws them up. I know for a fact. I've seen broadcasts where they're talking about whoever the assistant coach is who actually takes the board and draws it up. Because I think this team, the way they're currently built, is probably not going to win a lot of games like they did last night. 125 to 105.
Right.
Like,
it's going to be on the margins, close.
Yeah, you're going to need an inbound to steal a game, steal a play, steal a score. Mm-hmm. That's interesting that we kind of stumbled into that idea, but that is something to keep an eye on. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls reacting to the drive, the Patriots talk, and all else. We also need to work in this Burt Breer report last night on NBC Sports Boston that I found fascinating. I also found it fascinating that it's 3 years after it would have been really fascinating. So, what are we hearing about?
What, that means, but
what are we hearing about Keon White, that guy, Bill Belichick, and the draft from 3 years ago? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.